First of all, on behalf of all of us, Tish Kaidish and the whole Chevra, I want to welcome everybody also. I want to begin by giving a big Ashikayach to Yitzhak Mordechai, to Jeremy Fader. Because this is something that while we were still on the last trip, he was already working on this one, thinking about it and planning it, and mamish living, breathing this trip for such a long time. And so a very big yashkar to him and to Yedid Nafshi, to Eli Slamwitz, our chavar from the past, is also puts tremendous kaiches into this. And also, I understand Yaakov Shmuckler is always, and David Berish Bakal, with all the technological stuff. Okay. I think this, just by way of Hagdama, this particular trip, we anticipate to be somewhat different than the first two. Each one has its own purpose, its own chain. By all of them, we daven by Kivrei Tzaddikim, we pour our hearts out, we laugh, we have a good time, we try to learn. But there's no question that the intensity of being in the Ukraine and the intensity of being in Poland, it's different than where we are now. It's different. There is a difference, and I think we'll all feel it. The main purpose in our voyage is, first of all, dibuk chaverim, to strengthen the kesh that we have with each other, and to strengthen the kesh that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through learning about the tzaddikim and being mizdabek to the tzaddikim, saying tefillas by the kivrei tzaddikim, and then ultimately being able to return, to be able to get back to Yerushalayim, mirza Hashem. So this time on the bus that we have, it's not like the long stretches in the Ukraine where between one place and the other everything is 3-4 hours. Here we just have a little bit of time, and I don't plan on speaking the whole time in the bus, but on our rides. But there are certain places that we're going to where it's not so posher to sit down and to learn together and to be able to have a little bit of a hagdama of who is it that we're going to spend time with, where are we going to daven. And I felt it would be a good idea to spend maybe 10-15 minutes now just talking a little bit of Hagdama, a little bit about the Rebbe Shmelke from Nicholsburg, a little bit about maybe Rebbe Mordechai Benet. But the ik is to talk now about the Rebbe Shmelke, because I don't think it's as well known as the tzaddikim that we were at in the past, even though he's been mentioned so many times over the years. So there's also, by the way, in the kuntras that you have, which was put together, just I have to just tell you that the stuff that I left out of the kuntras is a few hundred pages, and I just tried to limit it as much as possible. It's not meant for us to learn all of that together. We're not going to be learning all of it together. There are things there that you could read, that you could learn when you have time, but certainly not going to have the time to do all of that together. In the past, I spent some time going over the inyanim in halacha and in chassidus bechlal, hishtatkus by kivrei tzaddikim. What's the inyan of davening by kivrei tzaddikim? I'm not going to go into the whole sugya now. Spent a great deal of time on that in the past. We learned from the kuntras of the kuntras hishtatkus from Chabad. I'm not going to go into that now. But later on in Mitzvah Hashem, maybe when we get to Nittlesburg, we'll have some time after we eat, maybe to sit down in the Beis Medrash there, and to go over some tefillas from Kudei Tefillas a little bit, and maybe a little bit of a Torah from Reb Nosson, Reb Nachman, and the Inyan of davening by Kivrei Tzaddikim. So for now, let me just spend a few minutes talking about the Rebbe of Shmelke. And when we're there at the Kever, there's a huge Inyan to learn a Torah from the Tzaddik by the Kever that gives the Tzaddik tremendous Nachas Ruach. And as Chazal tell us, they bring that Sif Sois of Dovas Bekever, that's more a tremendous, tremendous excitement on the part of the Tzaddik, who Mimele Bechlal is happy to have Jews come visit him, and then to be able to be Mashpia Rachmim by reaching out to Kadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf. So the first thing with the Rebbe of Shmelke is that you notice that I'm always careful, as our chassidim in general, to call him the Rebbe Reb Shmelke. Akedei kach, that Reb Pinchas Karitzer said to his children that whenever the name of the Rebbe Reb Shmelke from Nicholsburg is mentioned, it has to be mentioned in such a way. And he says, and whoever does not say HaRebbe Reb Shmelke, Reb Pinchas Karitzer says a strong thing, Ye'onesh Mishamayim, with Chalila, a person is punished. There are only a few tzaddikim, like the Rebbe Reb Shmelke and the Rebbe Elimelech, where we're careful to say it in such a way. Just a little bit about his life, about the Rebbe Reb Shmelke's life. He was born in Tav Pei Vav in 1726. His father, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Horovitz, was not a chassid. His father was an Adam Godel Ma'oid. He was a Godel B'Toira. We know that he has his father, Reb Tzvi Hirsch. There's a Shakla V'Tarya that's found in the Night of Yehuda with Reb Tzvi Hirsch Horovitz. And we also know that he did have some sort of a shaychus with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And that after the meeting that he had, where we know that he spent, where the Rebbe Reb Shmelke's father, Reb Tzvi Hirsch, spent 12 hours talking to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that after that he was no longer a misnagid, but he did not become a chassid. But his two sons, he had more than two sons, but his famous sons are the Rebbe Reb Shmelke from Nicholsburg and Reb Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, the Hafla. Those are his two sons. There's a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh who once said that there are three families that are the most miyuchasos b'Yisrael, meaning outside of the kahuna, three families that are the most miyuchasos: Shapira, Margolius, and Horovitz. And then the Baal Shem Tov added, Kol Horovitz atzoyek l'Hashem ma'oymek alev miyad ye'ona. Anybody who's a Horovitz, who comes from that family of Horovitz, from the Leviim of Horovitz, which goes back to the Shlach Kodesh, and goes back to Shmuel Anavi, the family from which the Rebbe Reb Shmelke comes, anybody who comes from that family, who cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me'oymek alev, is miyad ye'ona. Look, all of us are answered mikulat Hashem, but there's a special thing the Baal Shem Tov said about these families, Shapiro, Margolius, and Horovitz, then miyad ye'ona, they're immediately answered. As I said before, the Rebbe Reb Shmelke comes from Shmuel Anavi, from the Baal Amor, and other great Nevi'im and Tzaddikim. That name Horovitz, by the way, in the shul, Yitzi Horovitz is not here with us now, but Yitzi Horovitz is a direct descendant from the Rebbe Shmelke. I think Yoni Henner told me he just found out recently that he's also from the same Mishpacha of the Rebbe Shmelke. And this goes back to the Shlach Kodesh, Mitzvah Hashem. Our trip is going to conclude Mitzvah Hashem by going to see the Shlach Kodesh and to daven there by the Shlach Kodesh. The background of the Rebbe Shmelke, I think that all of you know, if you have heard, that he was mamash a Ga'in HaGa'inim, him and his brother. It's famous that the Vilna Ga'in said about the two brothers, Yeshli Kushias al Kulam. The Vilna Ga'in said, I have Kashias on all of the Chassidim, Avalo al Pinchas and Shmuel. But I don't have any Kashias on the two brothers, Pinchas and Shmuel. The Yeshuas Yaakov said on the Rebbe Reb Shmelke, the Yeshuas Yaakov was a misnagid, and the Yeshuas Yaakov said that the Rebbe Reb Shmelke was bedargas at Tanoim. He said such a thing that he was on the Madrega of Tanoim. Some of the greatest of the tzaddikim learned Nigla. I'm not talking about Chassidus. They learned Nigla by the Rebbe Reb Shmelke, the Kedushas Levi, Reb Moshe Leib Sasever, the Kozhin Samagit, Reb Mendel Rimanover, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Zlotchever, Rabbi Isaac Golkalover, the Choizer from Lublin, all of these tzaddikim were talmidim of the Rebbe Reb Shmelke and his brother, the Hafla. The life of the Rebbe Reb Shmelke was filled with all different kinds of shtelas in different places, until finally, him and his brother separated. The Reb Pinchas Halevi went to be the Rav in Frankfurt, and the Rebbe Reb Shmelke went to Nicholsburg, where we're going to right now. Now, here's a little bit of background that we're going to this place where Nicholsburg is in Moravia, It was a large kehillah, a very ancient kehillah. There were famous rabbanim in the place we're going to now, Nicholsburg. The Maharal was Rav in Nicholsburg. Reb David Oppenheimer was Rav. And the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, the Tzemach Tzedek, not from Lubavitch, but Reb Mendel Krochmal. Reb Mendel Krochmal is called the Tzemach Tzedek Harish. Now, there's an interesting story about the grave that we're going to right now. That we're going to be by the Rebbe Reb Shmuel. There's a very interesting story. That before he was Nifter, the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke requested to be buried in the cemetery next to the first Tzemach Tzedek, Reb Mendel Krochmal. This Reb Mendel was a big Baal Ruach HaKadosh and a huge tzaddik and a goyim. And the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke asked the Chevra Kedisha to be buried next to the Tzemach Tzedek Harish. He was Rav there around 100 years before the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke. Now, when it came time to burying the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke, there was a very old man over there who remembered that when he was a little boy, he heard that tzaddik, the first Tzemach Tzedek, Reb Mendel Krochmal, that he was mitzaveh the Chevra Kedisha, that he commanded the Chevra Kedisha that nobody should be buried next to him. He didn't want anybody buried next to him. So now there was a very, very big problem. The Rebbe Reb Shmuelke was mitzave to be buried next to the Tzemach Tzedek Rishon. And this person said that he remembered very clearly when he was a boy, when he was a young man, that it was well known in Nicholsburg that the Reb Mendel Krochmal did not allow anybody, he left in his will, that nobody is allowed to be buried next to him. So they began to search through the Pinkas, the records of the Kehillah of Nicholsburg. And after some time, they found a note where it was written in the Ksav Yad that was signed by the first Tzemach Tzedek, Reb Mendel Krochmal. And he said that he does not allow anybody to be buried next to him. And he said, until the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, which is exactly the day that the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke was Nifter. So he left in his Tzavah the exact date. Until that time, no one's allowed to be buried there. Now, obviously, it's because that place was reserved by the Tzemach Tzedek Rishon to have next to him Reb Shmuelke, the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke, where we're going to go to now. The Tzaddikim, when they spoke about the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke and the karchis that he had, It's brought down in many, many places that there were karchis of nevius that he received from Shmuel HaNavi, that from his elder Zaydi Shmuel HaNavi, and he was known for his Ruach HaKadosh besides his greatness in learning. The Rebbe Reb Shmuelke was very much respected by the non-Jewish leaders of the land. There's a story that the Kaiser was Makabal with tremendous COVID, and he asked the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke, he spoke to him in German, and he wanted to know if the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke was able to converse in German, and he said, and he responded in fluent German, and they became very close, and the Kaiser was very impressed with the wisdom of the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke. And afterwards, Reb Moshe Leib Sassever was speaking to the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke, and he said to him, Rebbe, I never heard you speak German. I don't know where you learned German. He wasn't raised over there. He was from Galicia, and he did not. And he asked him, where did Rebbe learn German? I never heard you speak a word of German. And the Rebbe Reb Shmuelke said that we learned together, you and I learned together in the Kisvei Ari, that it's possible to learn the Lashon of a nation, of an Ummah, if you understand the Sharish Aruchni of that particular nation, then it's possible to learn the language immediately. So when I understood that I was going to be meeting with the Kaiser and that I could do possibly some good for the Jewish people, so I entered into that inyan of the Sharish of this nation. And this morning I learned German. I taught myself German. And there are many, many maisim, many stories, and many maisim that we have regarding the Rebbe of Shmelke, which I'm not going to go into right now. The Iker is his ga'inus in learning. From the time that he was a young man, the Rav where he grew up was Rav Avram Abish, who was the Rav when the family moved to Frankfurt. And he learned together with the two brothers, with the Rebbe of Shmelke and Hafla. And he said that the two brothers are like David and Yohannesen, and that their greatness, he also said, is the greatness of Tanoi. So that's the kever we're going to, the Rebbe of Shmelke. Again, we'll learn some Torah of his when we get there. We're going to also stop by and say Kapitel Tehillim by the kever of Reb Mordechai Benet. The Chassam Sofer refers to Reb Mordechai Benet in his tshuvas as Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. Reb Mordechai Benet was called Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael by the Chassam Sofer. He did not refer to anybody in such a way. And the Chassam Sofer said on Reb Mordechai Benet, Baruch Hashem, he said, Sheyesh Kodesh Yisrael, B'seichenu, that there is a Kodesh B'Yisrael. Reb Mordechai Benet was still alive at the time. Shemargish Apikuris Arba Meis Parso Sviva. The Reb Mordechai Benet was able to smell an Apikuris anywhere, 400 Parsos anywhere around him. He was able to smell any smell of Apikuris, that he had such a koyach. Now, Reb Mordechai Benet is also on such a madrega that the Rogatchover, when the Rogatchover was asked, was there, now all of you know that the Rogatchover in general did not quote Achrayim, and he very rarely even spoke about Rishonim with the exception of the Rambam, the Ravid, Rashi, and the Ramban. The Rogatchover was asked from the Achrayim, who would he say was a Godel from the Achrayim? And he said, the words of the Rogatchover was, Bevadai Reb Mordechai Benet, so the Rogatchover called Reb Mordechai Benet Godel HaAchrayim, the greatest of all of the Achrayim. The Maharsham, the Bezhanarab, said the Reb Mordechai Benet Bedoyra was like Rabbeinu Tam Bedoyra, was as great as Rabbeinu Tam Bedoyra. I saw from the Shefer Chaim from Klosenberg that the Klosenberg has said that there was a michtav, there was a letter, a piska, a letter that came from Shemayim. Reb Mordechai Benet found this letter, that we know some of the tzaddikim had ksavim like this, and it was written in this letter, Shashchina HaKadosha Yesh L'Nachas Ruach Gedoyle B'Shosher Reb Mordechai Mepalpel B'Toyru Makasha Toises Rambam Merif, that in the Shechina has tremendous nachas when Reb Mordechai is mafalfel on Torah and is able to make shalom between Tosfos, the Rambam, the Rif. V'ilo ha'yoydim echad mini elef mehatzar ha'golda sheyesh la'ashchina ha'kdoisha v'chol yoyim shehi begolus. And it says on that note that if anybody would know 1 in 1,000 of the great tzar that the Shechina has being in Golus, lo'hoyu l'chayim lizbol zayis, would not, nobody would be able to tolerate, to be able to bear it. And the Shechina is begging Reb Mordechai Benet, she kabits dol Yisrael, lifo leman hagula luk meshchinta me'afara, to gather together dol Yisrael and to raise the Shechina up from the afar. And Reb Mordechai Benet tried to do that. So we're going to a place of these two tzaddikim, the Rebbe of Shmelke from Nicholsburg, and Reb Mordechai Benet, and Hashem is Baruch Shem Mekabel. All of the tefillahs that we daven over there, Yashakaya.
Can I add something?
Sure, turn on.
Can I add something?
Sure.
Okay. Rabbi Sai, this is Yaakov Schwab, your tour guide. I would like to greet